I will call the Public Utilities Commission meeting to order. It is July 5th, 1:30 p.m. I'm Chairman Nelson. I have with me Commissioners Hansen and Feagin. Is there a motion regarding the minutes from the June 21st meeting?
Mr. Chairman, move to approve the June 21st, 2016 Public Utilities Commission minutes.
Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. At this point, I am going to take a moment of personal privilege. As you all know, we have in our presence today a legend, Mr. Ryslov. Tomorrow, Mr. Ryslov will have been working at the Public Utilities Commission for 40 years. And that is absolutely unprecedented. And every day we benefit from that depth of historical knowledge and wisdom, and we appreciate that. Greg, we appreciate you serving the people for the majority of your adult life. You've done well. You continue to do well. We hope that you will be with us many, many more years. But 40 years raises a conundrum, because usually in state government, as you know, when you've been here for a milestone five-year period, you get a pin. They don't make 40-year pins. So
that's okay. I have plenty already.
Okay, so what we have done, you may have noticed we borrowed the plaque from your office, and this plaque recognizing your employment now does recognize the fact that you served the people for 40 years. And with that and a congratulatory note, and I will pass these down, but Greg, thank you and congratulations.
Thank you very much, and I'm glad it's on this plaque instead of a pin. That's much nicer, I think. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You are most welcome. And in honor of that great occasion, I visited the hometown of Mr. Ryslov yesterday, Florence, South Dakota, solely because to honor this occasion, and I know he was touched. With that, let's move on to consumer reports. Deb Gregg.
Thank you, Chairman Nelson. The Commission received a total of 48 contacts since the last report was prepared for the June 21st, 2016 Commission meeting. 10 of the contacts involved telecommunication services, 15 of the contacts involved electric service, 4 contacts related to wireless service, 1 contact was related to natural gas service, 8 contacts related to the Do Not Call Registry, 2 contacts related to the Dakota Access Pipeline, and 8 contacts related to issues not regulated by the PUC. I still have 2 complaints open in 2014, and 677 of the 701 complaints received in 2016 have been resolved.
Thank you. Questions from the Commission? Hearing none, Deb, thank you. That brings us to our electric docket, and we will go through our agenda in order today. The first docket is EL 14-061 in the matter of the application of Black Hills Power, Inc. for a permit to construct a 230 kV transmission line from northeastern Wyoming to the Rapid City area in South Dakota. And the question is, shall the Commission grant Black Hills Power's request for an approval of a material deviation? And with that, I will turn to Black Hills.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mark Sartor, this is Todd Brink. Mark Sartor is here with me, and I think we've got just 3 changes to the center line. I think Mark can take us through those just briefly.
Yes, this is Mark. The first deviation closer to Rapid at the Lang End was done at the request of several landowners based on their current use of the property and potential future use and development of the property. We made those adjustments. The next one in the Idlewise area, the Black Hills, was done at the request of the U.S. Forest Service for a sensitive species. And the last one was done near Castle Creek, west of Deerfield. And that was a cultural sensitive resource that we avoided there based on our research and request of the Black Hills National Forest.
Okay, with that, let's go to staff, and then we'll take questions. Mr. Carney? Darren, we're not here.
Darren,
there we go.
I had to take a second to get off mute. Apologize for that. This is Darren Carney for staff. Staff has no concerns with the deviations proposed from the route approved by the commission, and staff's understanding is that all landowners and adjacent landowners are agreeable to the route deviations.
Thank you. With that, we'll go to questions from the commission. I do have a couple of questions, and I want to go through these one at a time. Exhibit A, the response to the requested changes from the private landowners, again, that's something we always encourage and appreciate that. I don't see any issue there. Exhibit B in the Edelweiss Mountain area is the area that I've got some concern, and I think we need to spend just a little bit of time visiting about it. As I've looked at this, the proposed route is 60% longer. In other words, you're disrupting 60% more property than your initially proposed route. Looks to me like you've added 5 new corners to the proposed transmission line, which ultimately I would think has some expense involved in it and maybe even ultimate reliability issues involved in it compared to a straight line. And I guess maybe just from the thumbnails perspective, anybody looking at this is going to say, what on earth were those guys thinking in making this kind of change? And so I guess I'd ask the folks from Black Hills Power if you could expound on this a little bit further and try to make the case as to why this needs to happen.
This is Mark Black Hills. Again, we originally proposed a smaller deviation from the approved route. Working with the local officials and federal agencies, doing study on the ground, they determined that the amount of area that we needed to avoid needed to be expanded to avoid this particular species that's out there. And so we found a route that they agreed upon based on the amount of timber that's there and where the species lives. The total route change is on the Black Hills National Forest. They have approved that change and signed off on it, but it grew a little bigger than what we originally planned, but that was based on study work and their requirements for avoidance.
And so basically what I'm hearing from you is you're going to kind of do whatever they tell you to do since it's on their property. Is that what I'm gathering?
They have final approval through the EIS process and the study to approve our project. So, yes, we had to move the line based on their recommendations in order to accommodate them and apply by the rules.
And I guess the last question, and I am only vaguely familiar with this area, but I'm assuming that I know there's a lot of nicer cabins up in the Edelweiss area. I'm assuming that this doesn't add any visual impacts that weren't there before to those folks. Is that right?
I don't think it adds much additional because it went straight across the area to start with. So we've had conversations with some of those landowners as far as their interest in the route and sent some additional information.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. On Exhibit C, there again, a much smaller deviation, but it looks like in doing so, you end up crossing a creek twice that you wouldn't otherwise, and looks like you're probably going to end up putting a pole right in the creek bottom. I mean, can you speak to that at all and allay any concerns that might have for impact on the creek there?
The deviation, the corner on the deviation that's shown there, that blue line is actually a gravel road, Forest Service road. And it's actually a high point, so that corner will actually be on a high point above the property. The creek is actually the yellow line that's down below that we cross twice, regardless of the approved route or the deviation. So,
okay, that
structure itself will not be in the creek. It'll be up on a high ridge, actually.
Gotcha. When the map said Castle Creek, I assumed that was the creek, but I can see what you're saying. So that's obviously the name of the road there.
That's correct.
Perfect. Any other questions? Hearing none, are there any motions?
Yes. Mr. Chairman. In electric docket EL 14-061, I will move that the commission grant Black Hills Power's request for approval of a material deviation.
Discussion on the motion. I will certainly support the motion. Exhibit B does concern me, the additional miles or feet of line that are being added to that and the additional disturbance that's being caused by that. But if that's what they need to do to get the project done, well, I'll certainly support it. Additional discussion. Hearing none. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
To EL 16-016 in the matter of the filing by Northwestern Corporation doing business as Northwestern Energy for approval of tariff revisions to its bill format and sample forms. Northwestern.
Good afternoon. This is Jeff Decker with Northwestern Energy. I also have Pam Bondrud on the phone and Julie Becker. In this docket, we are seeking approval for changes to the bill format and several customer letters. This was originally considered at the May 24th Commission meeting. At that meeting, several changes to the language of the letters was requested by the Commission. The changes have been filed, and along with the changes requested in the original filing, are what we are seeking approval for today. We trust the new language provides clarification of the intent of the letters. We are available for questions.
And staff.
Thank you. This is Brittany Malhoff for staff. Staff has reviewed the revised tariff pages submitted last week, and we recommend approval. Thank you.
Questions from the commission? Or motions?
I'll just ask one question. Mr. Decker, I don't know if it's been changed or not. On page 2 of your bill, it shows, the gas services, and under house meter it shows Perch Gas Commodity SD81. Do you define that somewhere for the customer so they know what Perch Gas Commodity SD81 is, or is that going to be referred to our Ms. Gregg so she can explain it to all of the customers? I know a lot of companies send out pages every once in a while with all the different items defined and how they function. Do you do that too?
I don't know. Julie, do you know as well if we define that specific term someplace? I'm not positive.
You know what? I'm not positive. I was thinking it was out on the website, but not on the bill, though.
Okay.
Defined.
In the baby blue portion on the left side, at the bottom, it says natural gas services.
Yes.
You call it PRUCH there instead of PERCH. It's spelled P-R-U-C-H. Did you catch that, or am I?
Yeah, I just caught it, yes.
Okay. Thanks.
I'll make a note of that.
Thank you much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Additional questions?
Okay. That's electric services and natural gas, though, on the same bill.
Correct.
Additional questions or motions?
Mr. Chairman, in EL 16-016, move that the Commission approve Northwestern's tariff revisions with an effective date of July 5th, 2016.
Discussion on the motion.
Thank you for looking at our suggestions to make this more clear and giving more access, I think, to phone numbers to our customers to make it easier for them and to actually just clarify so they understand some of your letters. So thank you for your support there.
And I would add the red line version this time much, much clearer than the initial one. I could follow it this time, and I appreciate that. Additional discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Brings us to EL 16-017 in the matter of the application of Northern States Power Company doing business as XL Energy for approval of tariff revisions. XL.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, commissioners, and staff. My name is Eric Pauly, and I'm the Community Relations Manager for Xcel Energy in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Today I'm here along with Tommy Gallegos, our Customer Advocate Manager, and Mara Ashman, our Senior Attorney, to represent the company regarding our miscellaneous tariff revisions filing, which includes some bill backer revisions, disconnection notice revisions, and then the disconnection backer. At this time, I would respectfully request the Commission's approval of this filing. Stand by for any questions.
Thank you. Staff.
Thank you, Chairman Nelson. This is Lorena Reichert of staff. Staff has reviewed the filing of Xcel Energy's revisions to its South Dakota electric rate book. Xcel Energy has responded to staff's data requests. Staff recommends approval of Xcel Energy's tariff revisions as filed on April 28th and June 9th, as well as recommends a compliance filing to incorporate the bill backer revisions from June 21st.
Thank you. Questions from the Commission?
I have one on the no late payment fee will be assessed if the unpaid amount is less than $10. That has never been on a bill backer of South Dakota residents, and this was just a filing error. Or could you help me understand that?
Which data request was that?
I'm just looking at the red line.
Okay.
Let me...
I believe that was data request 1-6.
And I'm just looking at the red line, I think the bill backer...
Tommy or Mara, can you help out with that?
And you're kind of cutting in and out, so I don't know if you're on speaker or cell phone or whatever.
But... I've got a new headset. I apologize.
Okay. Technology at its best.
It is. It is.
Good afternoon. This is Mara Ashman from Xcel Energy. That is a rule, the no payment fee for under $10 is a rule in Minnesota, and it was inadvertently included in our South Dakota filing. And so customers in South Dakota do pay a late fee on any unpaid amount, and we apologize for that error.
Okay, thank you. So it was in the filing. Our customers have never received that on their bill back. Before.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And do you know how many customers that would impact in South Dakota?
I apologize. I don't. But to answer your question, let me see. Are you asking how many customers we have total or how many customers have a late payment of $10 or less?
Correct. Like, how many people, like, have a 50 cents on their bill because they transposed a number and you're
sure
doing a late charge on that? That is certainly probably much more than what they owe.
I don't know the answer to that question, Commissioner. Tommy, do you know the answer to that question?
I do not. You know, it's basically based on, you know, if they didn't pay their bill on time and the number of customers that it affects at this point in time. I do not have an actual number that would have affected.
We can follow up on that for you, Commissioner.
Great. That would be great on how many customers that would impact. Thank you.
Additional questions? Is there a motion? I'll move in EL 16-017 that the Commission approve Xcel Energy's tariff revisions. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Brings us to Natural Gas 15-005 in the matter of the application of Montana Dakota Utilities, a division of MDU Resources Group, for authority to increase its natural gas rates. And the question is, shall the Commission approve the proposed tariff sheets with an effective date of July 1st? We will go to Ms. Collins.
Hi, Chairman Nelson and Commissioners. The company and the staff discovered that several customer forms that were updated and submitted in the original application were inadvertently admitted from Exhibit A of the settlement stipulation approved by the Commission on June 7th of 2016. In addition, in working with the staff, it was decided that all tariff sheets that had been designated as reserved for future use shall be included in the tariff in order to provide reference for every sheet number. The company typically provides for additions of rate schedules through miscellaneous filings and therefore reserve sheets in order to avoid repagination of the entire tariff book each time a rate schedule is added. This filing provides a sheet designated as reserved in accordance with the table of contents. We ask that you approve this filing.
Thank you. Staff.
Thank you. This is Brittany Malhoff for staff, and I have nothing to add and would recommend approval. Thank you.
Questions from the commission? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, in NG15-005, I move that the commission approve the proposed tariff sheets with an effective date of July 1, 2016.
Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. NG16-005 in the matter of the filing by Northwestern Corporation doing business as Northwestern Energy for approval of tariff revisions to its bill format and sample forms. Northwestern.
Again, this is Jeff Decker with Northwestern. This docket, very similar to what was just approved in EL16-016, seeking changes to some of our letters and to our bill formats. This was also considered at the May 24th meeting, and the changes that were needed on the electric letters were also needed on these same gas letters. So we made them and refiled them as well, and we just asked for approval.
Thank you. Staff.
Thank you. This is Brittany Malhoff for staff, and staff recommends approval. Thank you.
Questions? Motions? I will move in NG16-005 that the commission approve Northwestern's tariff revisions with an effective date of July 5th, 2016. Discussion on the motion. I'd simply say again, I appreciate the clarifications that have been brought forth with this. Additional discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries.
Thanks for your approval.
Thank you. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, the only announcement I have is the next regularly scheduled meeting will be Tuesday, May 19th, 9:30 a.m. right here in room 413. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries.